Okay, so I don't know how to follow either one of those. That was awesome. But and when Bob asked me to give like a couple minute talk on God's love for me, I was like, gosh, I don't know how to do that. That's wild. So this is the best I've got. I am a cradle Catholic, but in my house that pretty much just meant like we go to Mass on Sundays, you go to confession during Lent, you know, and whenever else you really, really need to. But we don't really talk about like God's presence in your life and this personal experience and encounter with God. So I always went to Mass with my parents. I was kind of going through the motions. I was a really good kid. Didn't get in much trouble. And then the summer before my freshman year of college, I just started hanging out with new people. I was very naive. I didn't think anything bad could happen to me. And just one thing led to another, and I found myself so broken that summer before I came to school. And I remember my mom, she drove me past the Newman Center, and she was like, you know, I went here. It's a great place. Like, she's 50 years old, and I was like, okay, Mom, whatever. Like, I'm sure it was fun then, but not for me. I was like, I'll never step foot in there. Last year, I was the Newman president, so. But things really change. God has a way of doing all kinds of things. But it was around October. It was right before Halloween, actually. And I was going to Mass here every Sunday because I could just hear my mom's voice in my head, like, go to Mass. But that was it. And on the weekends, I was just doing Morgantown. It was great. I loved it. But I really didn't. Like, it was fun at the time. And then all week long, I was like, this is awful. Like, I'm so broken. And it was Halloween weekend when they were going to have their first Mountaineer Catholic retreat. And Halloween weekend is a big deal in Morgantown. And I had already purchased 5 costumes. My best friend and I were ready for Halloween. And these missionaries said, do you want to go on a retreat on October 31st with us? And I was like, yeah, I do. That's exactly what I need. I don't even know where that came from. Like, I never met them, but it was that, you know, seeing Christ in other people. I was like, wow, they have something that I desire so badly, and I don't know how to find it. And I was like, yes, sign me up. So I signed myself up. My best friend Kat signs up with me, too. You're going to hear from her in a couple weeks. And then I got home, and I was like, that's Halloween. We can't go. I mean, we can't go. And so for a week, I just contemplated, like, what, I don't know what to do, you know? And Kat was really like, no, I don't think we should go. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm really torn. But we decided to go. And I didn't know anyone there. I had briefly met the missionaries. They seemed nice. Met the campus minister. He was great. Didn't know anyone. And so I started to really see Christ in them. And I was like, what are they doing? Like, they have their hands out when they're singing. And they're, like, doing all this stuff. I don't even know how to do it. It's so foreign to me. And then, so I kind of, like, met a couple people, whatever. The last night, they were hearing confessions. They had this amazing musician come and do praise and worship. We had adoration. Just so much stuff that I hadn't experienced in so long. And I went to confession with Father Joe Freedy. And I don't have enough great things to say about him. He's an amazing priest. But we were just sitting there, and I was like, Father, I have not been to confession since Easter of last year, and even that wasn't a real confession. Like, and I just wept and wept, and I was like, wow, this is love. Like, this is mercy. Like, God is forgiving me for all this stuff that I was so, like, I had just held on to for so long, and I couldn't tell anyone about. You know, I was so ashamed. And then I came back, and I had encountered Christ's love, and so something had to change. And I had my first spiritual director, Ashley King, and I remember one day we were sitting in her office, and she told me, you know, Chloe, you really felt so far away from God, like, for this whole period of time, but he was there. You know, we talked through all of these events that had led up to where I was then, and he was there, and he wept for you. He was present, and he was suffering, and he just for you, because he wanted to give you his love so badly, and you didn't know how to accept it. You'd build up all these walls. And I was like, wow. I mean, that, I had never heard anything like that. And so, really, the 3 ways that Christ just, like, showed me his love that year and continues to every day, so in those missionaries, in all of the the community here at St. John's, through those people, through confession and daily mass. I mean, I didn't know daily mass was a thing. Like, I thought it was Sunday, you walk in, you walk out, you leave, like, right after communion. That's it. And then those deep, you know, encounters where I'm sitting in front of the tabernacle and I'm like, whoa, what? Like, Jesus, you humbled yourself to be present here. And, like, look around. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, wow, this doesn't even make sense. And then there was one other time, my freshman year, I don't know why, I was like, I want to meet sisters. Like, I like nuns. I don't know where that came from. So I went and stayed with the TOR sisters in Steubenville. And they're amazing. And their chapel is so beautiful. And their crucifix has the blood and water pouring out of Jesus' side. It wraps around his body. And the blue and red just flows down the aisles. It's so beautiful. And they had adoration. I went up and prayed. And I just felt like it was moving. I was like, wow, this is just unreal. Like, Jesus is here. I'm looking up. Like, I can't even fathom what's going on. And then I came back. And I was sitting in the chapel at St. John's, and I could see the blood pouring out of Jesus' wounds. And I was like, I'm a crazy person. Like, what's going on? And just praying over what that means. Like, that is so personal. Like, God loves me so much that he wanted me to know that he loved me enough to die for me and rise again. And it was wonderful. And I'm just, every week I'm amazed. I had these encounters my freshman year, but even this past weekend, Abby came. We had the opportunity to go to St. Vincent. One of our old missionaries is a brother there now, and another one was visiting, and he's discerning joining the Brotherhood of Hope. So, I mean, they're just doing great things, and I hadn't gotten to see them in a long time. They were so influential in my reversion, and just being with them, they show me Christ's love every day. This community, Abby was there. There were, like, 9 other students there. And, you know, I went to confession while I was there that day. We went down in the grotto. We did praise and worship. And I just wept. I could feel the Holy Spirit in this teeny tiny room, just in the presence of so many people who love God and show me God's love every day. And it happens all the time. I just, every day I'm in awe of how God is working in my life and his love. So.